This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. President Obama's showpiece healthcare reforms seem to be causing problems for US insurance companies. The idea was to extend public and private cover and set up exchanges to make it easier to buy policies. But now United Health, one of the biggest names in American healthcare, says it may have to pull out of the exchanges because it's not making enough money from them. The company's shares fell around 6% on Wall Street after it warned investors that its profits would be lower as a result. Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, tell me more.
United Healthcare, which is the largest provider of health insurance here in the United States, today announced that they were at a minimum going to be cutting back on the number of policies they provide on the exchange and perhaps exiting those exchanges altogether because they're finding the business is unprofitable for them. That certainly raises concerns as to the profitability of other insurers that are participating in the marketplace and whether or not they'll be staying with those marketplaces. And if this creates a domino effect, if you will, of other insurers pulling out, then perhaps the entire exchange system itself may be in jeopardy.
And that exchange system is a key part of Obamacare. It's the way that people are able to buy insurance policies under Obamacare.
That is correct, yeah. For individuals that are not currently employed, that cannot get insurance through their employers, this is the primary marketplace, and certainly one of the main goals of Obamacare was to reach out to those individuals that otherwise might not have insurance.
Yes, and potentially it would offer any insurance company tens of millions of new customers, wouldn't it? It's interesting, isn't it, that a company like United Healthcare may be turning around now and saying, well, we may not be able to make enough money out of this?
Part of the problem is that the individuals that are purchasing these policies are typically the ones that are most expensive for the insurance companies to service. They're kind of getting what's called an adverse selection problem, that the people that are signing up through the exchanges are less healthy than the population as a whole, and so therefore they're very expensive accounts for these insurance companies to take on, and of course by law they're not allowed to charge higher premiums to those individuals as they might have previously.
Peter Jankowskis. Well, after all of that, the Dow overall ended the day not much moved really at 17,732. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up 0.8% at 6,329. January New York light crude oil, that was down 10 cents at $41.85 a barrel.